Table of Six Productions presents Fallen Empires.
Okay. Surprise round's over. Squeeb, you're up. He definitely screamed out something.
Oh, we got shot by the arrow and screamed?
Yep.
I'm gonna blow the smoke off my wand and shoot it again.
Alright.
Firebolt!
20.
Hits.
5 damage.
Alright, yeah. That one's dead. You wait. It's dead. It's calm for a second. And then you start seeing like 3 more goblins start running out. We're gonna use the same ones.
Good call.
Where do they get to?
We need another one though.
They just run out right there.
They're spawn.
Right
there. The Fiendish Vigor invocation, that's an action, correct?
It should be.
It says cast it.
Yeah. It's an action. Alright, they start running out. You start seeing more and more goblins start running out.
Nobody else got their surprise. Oh, Jason just says.
Well, we're back in the room.
What do you want us to do? Surprise what?
You could run out.
They're inside the door. Shut.
You guys shut the door?
Huh?
You guys shut the door behind you?
Did you shut the door?
Oh, okay. Then it's open.
So we see them shooting down this hallway.
Yeah, you saw a bunch of commotion and they're shooting down. So
it's live. Let's go.
Squeeb, you already went. Are you staying out there?
No, I'll cycle. I'll run to the opposite place.
To the wolf's den.
Oh yeah, never mind. I'm
gonna
He turns.
Oh, you know, meta. Back to you. Okay.
Meta.
He started to head that way.
You didn't know it was there.
He lost 5 feet because
I smelled it when I was in the corner.
Yeah, I made it.
So it's Token's turn.
Good.
As you're pitoned inside.
You giving up the?
I'm just like. I pull out a health potion. I drink it.
That's your action.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna go.
Stop.
I knew it.
You run up there and you go.
Oh no.
And you like touch it a couple times. And there's a force field all the way across.
Oh, I thought it was a gelatinous cube.
I was gonna be.
And my face just acids off.
Man, you keep bumping your nose up against things.
Yeah.
There's a entire force field, and when you hit it, it like pushes you off, but it's not. You try to push through, and you see the kid, and the kid like starts. He starts moving a little bit. Roll perception for me.
He's gonna turn into a werewolf monster.
Was it a one?
It was a 9.
Oh, okay.
Plus 2?
Okay. All right. You got 7. It. You're like looking over there and you see the kids start moving. And out of the corner of the eye, you start seeing the eggs start going.
Oh, man.
And they start opening up. And you like go to move and you kind of trip a little bit and look down. And on the ground, there's this circle indentation on the ground. And then you just start seeing the eggs just start. And then you like see this little bug crawl out. And it starts moving.
Scouting.
It starts moving and starts crawling up the steps. And the kid's like coming up and he's like, the kid kind of sits up and he's like,
wow.
So my foot's in an indentation?
Hey, hold on. Little dog's
like
dead.
In a disc indentation. It's like about an inch down.
Mm. Oh, we're
if only I had known anything about this disc like indentation.
They're like, there's these little bugs and they're just like slowly crawling out and they're exploring out a little bit. The kid's kind of groggy and starting to wake up.
Well, I just rolled the popcorn. I just started backing up.
Okay.
He's like, hello.
I can't attack the force field or anything. I'll lose my invis.
You already took your potion. Your action's done.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm making excuses for myself.
Okay. So you feel better?
Yeah.
Feel better about watching a child get brutally eaten by bugs. Right.
That's it. Alright, can you move Token down a little bit and put another enemy in between you and Ildun?
Oh no.
You start hearing.
Killed by a little bug.
One of the wolves starts running out.
Which one? Trap or no trap?
No trap. Trap's in their lick, trying to rip it off, gnawing his leg off. It runs out, and that's all the further it gets on its turn, but it kind of makes a weird noise as it runs out. Different than the rest.
Bit vague.
What perception in that moment?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Ildon, your turn. You see this wolf start running out.
Oh! Okay.
You understand wolf.
Stupid natties.
You pick up on it that it's an alert call.
Yikes!
Aren't you glad?
Aren't you glad somebody rang the dinner bell?
Yes, I am.
Hey, it's working. If you guys wouldn't have came out that door,
the problem is I don't know who friggin' rang the bell.
Nope.
I moved to the doorway.
Never will.
Okay.
And I see this wolf coming at Tamsin, right?
Yep.
And I'm gonna Eldritch Blast.
He's right, a hero.
Go for it.
I need a hero.
An 11.
An 11?
Yeah.
An 11 misses.
I rolled a 5. That was killer.
He's still a little weak.
Sorry, guys. This has been tough torture time.
Trying to save the
Eldritch Blast goes right past you, and it...
On my burnt side?
It's a little different than a fire, so you're okay.
It's crackling energy.
Side or the non-burn side?
Huh? The non-burn side.
I don't know what side's burnt.
It
right
crackles down the hallway past the wolf, and as it goes, it kind of explodes into the cave, and you see wolves starting to come out.
Wolves!
Yeah.
Including Trap?
Well, come I on. Moved and took an action, so that's me.
Right. Guys.
That's a plural.
You blocked the door.
I'm standing in the doorway. Enemies. Yeah, that wasn't well calculated. That's my bad. I'm still new to D&D, guys.
So.
Oh, you guys got lucky.
Mine's out there.
You know them wolves ain't trained.
Yeah, maybe the wolves eat the goblins.
That was the whole point.
Since you guys saw...
They dragged the one corpse.
That much. Yep. I'll open it up that much right there.
You should.
That's why you're ringing the bell?
Onto your butt.
You guys weren't in the hallway when I came up with the idea.
We heard the bell.
Two melee attacks against you, Tamsin.
Who put me there?
Huh?
You did.
You did.
Put that when down. You attacked.
That's
13 to hit.
You mean when you look down the hallway?
Hey,
tank.
Move.
Hey, 13 to hit.
Who's 13 armor class.
Okay. Take 3 damage as he shivs you in the side. It kind of pounds against your armor a little bit and just barely pierces through. You can just feel just a little prick in your side. The two from behind.
That's just a token.
The two other like run up.
You got that right.
And they have their short bows drawn and they both fire at you as well because you're the only one in sight.
You're doing great.
That's going to be 2 more hits. That is going to be 10 damage.
How much is a health potion?
Huh?
How much is
50
health?
Gold.
No, not that much.
Oh, 2d4. 2d4 plus
2.
Plus 2. That seems like a lot.
Yeah, it does seem like a lot.
I think that's right.
I'm looking worse for wear, jerks.
It's a maximum 4. Or a minimum 4.
That's right. It should be in the app. You can find it. They start firing.
Nice.
You double force.
This one disengages and runs around the corner.
That's how it goes.
That's bonus action.
So I got 5 back.
How convenient.
All right. There's one more on top of you. That's it. So, Pal, your turn. You see, like, 2 goblins run around Tamsin. One stabs at her, and then 2 arrows come right into her shoulders. And she gets hit back, takes a step back.
Say, got any more sticks?
I'm in the doorway. I don't know if that matters. He can move past me, right?
Got any more sticks?
Sticks? They should be right up there on the very top shelf.
Get a long one or something?
I just need a one.
They're all up there.
Oh, that one wasn't good enough?
There you go.
Oh, if we have more, we don't need this one.
Jeez Louise.
Depends on what you need.
Giving you range, man.
Each square on there is 5 feet as well.
Oh, that's right.
Whoopsie. Well, that's an easy one to tell.
And remember, we're not going by the grid, so you can be in between squares and stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm not right now, so.
It's just a good ass.
I tell Ildon, grab your weapon.
He's like putting on his armor.
Your weapons.
Yeah, he's like halfway in his armor. Yeah,
tucking my shirt into my pants.
What were you doing? How'd you shoot that fire blast? So you stopped putting your underwear on?
He said he was not.
I said I wasn't going to put it on because you guys said it would take the whole fight.
Sorry.
I'm
still in the nude.
Take very long, heavy strides.
Push him out of the way.
And I stand here.
Yeah?
And I put my shield up, and I crouch a bit, and I take the dodge action.
Okay.
What a guy.
My hero!
Tamsin, you're up.
We're like,
he's able to push you back a little bit, and it's you're no longer in hand-to-hand.
Special ability. Is Wolfie inside 5 feet of one of the gobbies?
No.
Are the other wolves out yet?
Gosh. Huh?
Are the other wolves out yet?
No, because
it's almost like yet. He's been prepared from this from Jared.
Yeah, I know.
And suddenly the goblins are smart enough to think, we should not stand this close.
That's 5 feet between them.
You can shoot both those.
Which two? The two down the hallway?
Yep. Well, the one that's next to Pal and one right next to him that's shooting a bow.
Got it. Those are my targets.
Okay.
Oh, you have sharpshooter, I take it?
No.
Hornbreaker.
So you take a disadvantage?
No.
Once on each of your turns, when you make a weapon attack, you may make another attack with the same weapon against a different creature that is within 5 feet of the original target and within range of your weapon.
Go for it. Fire.
One closest to Pal.
Yep.
Nice.
That's, where did it go?
Plus five?
Yeah, plus four. So 15.
What? No. Right? Because your dex is three, four, five.
All right, and then five. If you have archery feat, it's seven.
Yeah. I don't even know if I have archery because I don't see it on my list.
Okay.
If you don't, I don't see how he's going to shoot them in the hallway.
Yeah.
Through all right, blind?
That's it. Two hits.
He's a ranger.
What was the hit?
Try it so 18
you have to take the sharpshooter thing.
They have three-quarter shirt. They have to.
You kidding me right now? Yes.
That's a seven.
It was not.
I saw it.
Well, how much was
four
it?
Four for the first one.
Four for the first one?
Six for the second one.
They're both still up.
Of course they are.
One kind of just blasts him in the leg, and it just goes clean through his leg, and he's kind of lipping there, and the other one's hanging back.
I back up to the edge of the door.
Back yourself
not,
up.
Not blocking the door.
Yeah,
basically standing behind Squeeb.
Because
I can shoot over top of him.
I'm going to use moment of narrative or whatever.
All right. Give it to me.
Oh, hold on. I want to know if you can let me do this first.
You can do anything with
I'm
that
I'm going to take long, heavy strides.
Hey, do that. You take small,
take short little
pebble strides.
Push myself, wedging in there, around the corner. I want to cast Burning Hands.
Yep, down the hallway.
But I'm going to use my narrative thing.
Okay.
I use my reaction, push it back.
To extend its cone and try to get...
extend its cone?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ooh, I'll let you get all three down the hallway.
But not the wolf?
No.
All right, I'll take that.
Or the two and the wolf, and not the guy all the way on the end.
Well, the wolf, it goes up 15 feet. So the wolf is about in it, right?
Yeah, you can get three of them. You pick the
but three. I can get three with them without.
Yeah, but it's going to give them disadvantage.
What do you mean?
Maybe just like your inspiration.
Oh, you're saying I use this to give them disadvantage.
Yeah.
What's the difference between using this and that then? That's just my extra?
Yeah, that's just a full inspiration if I remember. This is an extra inspiration if you put some kind of narrative of how you're doing this. You can impose that if you do a test.
But this I don't need a test.
Yeah, that one you just get it.
Well, I'm going to use this then.
That's fine.
I mean, that's spectacular anyway.
The coin is not as good as inspiration. It's something that gives you a bonus inspiration that you can decide, but you have to do a test to get it. It's not supposed to be an amazing...
It's worse.
Yeah, it's a slightly lower, but at least gives you a chance of doing it. So you're just using normal inspiration.
Yeah, for sure give them disadvantage. Mm-hmm. This is just a chance to give them disadvantage.
Oh, show.
All right, I'm going to do that then.
Coin?
Disadvantage on their dexes because
you're... Now you don't have to do narrative. See, look at that. You got it.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to use it for.
Disadvantage? All right. First one.
Dex.
What is it?
13.
What kind of test?
Dex.
13. Oh, dex. Okay. Pass. 13. Pass.
With disadvantage?
And were you doing the wolf or were you doing the other goblin?
The wolf.
The wolf?
I have to, right?
No, I said you could either shoot it down the hallway and take out all three of those or shoot those two and that wolf. Do you want the three goblins, or do you want the two and the wolf?
I get three goblins, and they have disadvantage.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're still passing.
Why under the wolf then?
The wolf.
I mean, no, the goblin.
The goblin. Yeah. So we're leaving the wolf alone. Yeah. Okay.
I'll do the wolf.
Sheesh. 8, fail.
Okay.
So two pass, the two closest pass, the furthest one away fail.
3d6. Fire. I should have warned you, I forgot.
You moved up ahead of me.
The top spell. Yeah.
What does it do?
Oh, so did you see that maximum so far? That's dope.
It's 12.
I thought we were gonna go for it. Throw the sixes.
15.
15.
15 damage.
So seven. Yep.
15.
Seven. And we were leaving
all
the
goblins.
All the goblins just all are fully disintegrated.
Yes.
As the fire, you basically put your hand right around the corner, and you're like, bye bye, and you just shoot a giant fireball down there, and they just, and they're all just gone.
Do you think
as
any
you
of
do
the,
this,
do you think any of the bolts survived that?
No.
The bolts?
As you do this, you're looking down to make sure, and as you shoot the fire, you see the furthest back goblin start to turn, and he starts to go like this to scream, and he just evaporates.
Nice.
It looks like the end of
But then you see all this, a bunch of flame just come in here.
Oh, with that far? Oh,
yeah, that's not going to give him the same alert as a big fireball.
The 15-foot space managed to go 30.
No, it kind of dissipated out. What?
I got movement and stuff.
Well, their bones went that way.
their flesh fragments just sort of, and they just all kind of, like,
all right.
Oh, shoot. I forgot about this. I'm going to reach up and pat Powell on the back and head on back to Tamsin.
All right. Token, you're up. As you're inside there, you just kind of step back and, like, looking at all this, and you can see the bugs starting to crawl up faster. And they start to, like, looking around. One of them hits the barrier, and it just goes out a little bit, and then it turns around and starts walking up the altar. And they're at least up the first step. You think you might have 12 seconds before they reach the boy. The boy sets up and is, like, rubbing his eyes. And he looks like he's got some cuts on him and stuff. And he's like, Mom? Where? Mom? And he's like looking around, and then he puts his eyes on you and sees you, and he's like,
he's invisible.
What? Oh yeah, he is dead. You're right. He's just looking out, and he's like, Mom, where are you? And like stands, like hops down from the altar for a second, and like falls on one leg, and you can see his legs like all cut up on it, and it, like he starts crying, and he's like laying there right in front of the altar.
So the worst part about this is, as usual, it's all started by one person, and I don't know it.
Next week he's gonna be like, I one man the trap.
hey, I can't make this stuff up. This is awesome. They pinned the door shut. Oh, that was so sweet.
The only like,
and I wasn't even. I honestly gave you the option not to go in there. That's what I think is so cool, is this is moving this way.
I wish you would have gone into the other one.
Shit! <Yeah. laughs>
All right. Well, I heard a dinner bell, so I think the goblins are telling everybody.
You just see this kid crying out for his mom, and he like jumps down to land on his feet, and like he just collapses on his one leg, and it looks all like cut up and mutilated, and it doesn't look good.
As a reaction to what he's doing, I take out my disc. I'm like, I wonder what this is for.
Frisbee.
I just whip it across
the room.
I'm gonna try the door.
Try to open the door? Alright.
See if it'll catch.
They only were able to pound it in once, so I'm gonna roll a strength test.
We're just trying to
see how bad they did. Oh, okay. You can yank on the door. Go.
Yikes. But we have no idea what it's for.
That's a 6, and I'm sure I don't have any strength on fire.
Right.
Oh, you find the.
So, 6.
Squeeb, as you're looking down at your
Was it acrobatics or anything?
No, strength.
Just a strength.
You could do athletics if you want.
Can we hear the boy yelling, Mom?
Yeah, 0.
No, the door
is sound. Doors,
yeah.
Those are sound.
They're not sound.
Steven? No. But the barrier is blocking a lot.
We're all wearing
stone.
We're all wearing Beats by Dre.
Alright, Squeeb, as you're looking at your handiwork down the hall, you see the door over there. You see it kind of like move back a little bit, and one of the pittons falls out and like falls on the ground, and this door.
The dusty room?
The one with tokens in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You see the door like jiggle and like some of the pittons fall out and like it starts to creak open just a little bit.
Okay.
He rolled a 3 to put the pitten in.
Does Powell see that?
Okay, 6.
That's why you didn't open the door fully. Break it open.
Does Powell see that?
I don't know. What are you looking at, pal? You looking down the hallway of flame?
Looking everywhere.
You can see it too.
My flame?
You can see it too. That brings us to the wargs. So he jumps right on...
Warwick.
Right on pal.
He has dodge.
Yep. Good damage. That's going to be a 9 to hit.
Well, that was the first time disadvantaged in something.
You kind of put up your shield and kind of block it and push it down. And then the main wolf all in the back.
Trap?
Nope, that one. It's running out and it's going to make the same jump.
Main wolf.
Yeah, check every time.
Mm. I'm going to have to because I know he'll forget on accident.
Rolls an 11. That's going to be a miss.
Yeah.
And then way far in the back, just barely making it out, you see a limping wolf.
Come on, limper.
And it has this giant hunting trap on its leg. And it's not
very far. Can I see him down the hallway?
Yeah.
I just start laughing at him.
Yeah. All right. Elden, you're up.
Yeah.
In a feminine laugh.
Wait, he's
so mad. Hey, Eric called this.
I feel like my character would want to get in the fight without hurt naked, so I don't know that he would.
Then you're looking through one, two, three people, so you can see all of but pretty much
nothing. I don't want to be perceived as cowardice, so I'm not going to be like back here in this room.
Too late.
I'm going to enter the hallway just slightly in front of Tamsin and Squeeb.
Yep.
And but still at distance, I'm going to Eldritch Blast the wolf that's attacking.
They're
going
to get +5 to their AC.
Because they're behind Pow.
Because Pow is ginormous. And
up to him.
He did crouch down.
Oh, he did. When did you crouch down?
He lowered.
When you put his shield up.
I'm gonna put my shield up in like a defensive.
Yeah, so I'm like.
Oh, okay.
All
right, we'll give him +2 on.
I wasn't trying to lower myself. I was trying to get my foot in.
Yeah, do it.
So I have a really cool AOE spell, but it hurts you guys. So
it's not gonna hurt us.
Let's not do that. You can just Eldritch Blast. That's pretty good.
It's not gonna hurt us. Did you say that?
Yeah. -2 to your roll.
Not you.
Good. You gotta make a decision.
This is
because eventually I'm gonna start getting the dice out and we're just gonna start going fast.
Make the wrong decision. Let's strike one.
But so I only have 2 spell slots and you don't get them back until you rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do I. I'm using my slots.
All right, fine.
He's slotting them over here. Yeah.
I'll use Witch Bolt.
Okay.
Got him.
It's at second level.
Alright.
So it's 2d12 if I hit.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I rolled a 2.
So miss.
That's gonna be a big miss.
Yeah. So it's 8.
This whirling energy ball just goes down the hallway and scatters across the wall and this energy.
Absolutely killing it right now with these rolls.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're weak in state. They beat the crap out of you. That brings us to the...
Nice shot, Scottie Pippen.
The goblins. The goblin right beside you, pal, turns around and...
Oh, there's still a goblin
there. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And sees that basically all his people are dead and disintegrated and gives you the good old shiv. You and your dodge, man. 12. Disengages and then runs...
30 feet this way, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, attacks, 30. Disengages, and runs 30 feet.
Yep. Goblins can do that.
Really?
They're like little ropes.
Yeah. I almost ran into another room and hid, but he doesn't want to. He runs down and goes, I got a bunch of poop! Pal, you're up.
My goblin is not as good as it used to be.
Your orcish isn't a good translation.
It's not. I was going to yell at him in orcish, too.
So is this one also in my space area?
Oh, yes, him. Yeah, it attacked you. Yeah.
It's up there. Man.
I hear them.
They're coming for it.
Oh, of course I have to have 2 around me, huh?
Do a sweet once per day thing.
Sweet once per day thing?
But you have something.
And this is 1 too?
Yes.
This one's coming
but it's
out.
Like limping.
Oh.
I named it.
Limpies.
I wanted to scare you.
That's what I'm about to do to it.
I don't know. I might just take the dodge action again.
That's the one that's got its leg cut in the thing. It's hurting bad.
I can't wait to skin that Pitiful. Thing.
There's three of them coming. I might just try to play the tank still. and neither one of these are hurt?
No, they're not hurt at all.
Yeah, I just take the you dodge action again.
Dodge again?
I rolled a two.
All right, Tamsin, you're up. Now you got two Goliaths in your way. You're looking at plus five back here. Because they're big fatties.
So my shot's really a plus two.
Oh, I can still move.
I did write down archery.
Okay.
Because I looked back and I was like, oh, it is two.
And you just had a plus seven. Style.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're moving.
I can move.
Okay.
All you right. drag
stay,
them?
No, I stay in their attacks.
Okay.
But I move to the side.
All right, plus two now.
Realizing that you guys were struggling last time.
Well, I can duck past the Goliath.
Okay.
And I step forward.
All right, you're going to step forward and shoot one?
I'm going to shoot two because they're within 5 feet of each other.
Oh, here we go.
Ping, ping, pong, pong.
That's 17.
That's going to hit.
That's 18. Yeah. 10 to the first one. 8 to the second one.
Okay.
Wow, Rangers.
Wow, look at that damage.
Go, go, Power Ranger.
All right.
I duck behind the Goliath again.
This is pretty much Morgan.
Except Mother.
All right.
Hope you heard that, Jared.
Squeeze, you're up.
I'm going to run up. Right. I'm going to squeeze between Ilden's hip and the wall.
Okay.
And cast a great bonfire.
Yikes.
Where's the bonfire thing?
Do you want me to sing it? Is that what you're aiming for?
Huh?
Flame on.
Start singing it.
I'm going to put it in front of the wall. Yeah, I'll put it in between.
What?
Yeah.
As a barrier? Yikes.
Yeah, so that they can't get to Ilden or me.
Alright.
I was gonna go melee next round, but I'll keep shooting.
You don't have any armor on, you're tidy white.
Alright, so bonfire set. Are you staying there then?
I'll go behind Ilden. I guess they're right on my ass. I guess right there.
They're playing pretty smart. I like it. Alright, token.
Do I think that within this next 6 seconds he's probably gonna start getting eaten?
The way they're climbing, you kind of look over there and figure out that you. I mean. He's looking at his leg, and they look like he got maybe one more round maximum before they get to him. Are able to jump on him.
Sorry, kid. I stick my hand in my bag. I gotta run more round, and I pull my hand out, and on my pinky nail is just some powder. And it's the...
One of the cubes?
No, it's the... powder I got from the giant that I scraped into my health potion bottle.
Yeah.
It was a hallucinogen that you have to
It made him see, what's her name?
Yeah, I saw the giant slayer after she's dead on it.
Yeah.
So basically I'm escaping this situation.
Oh, what is a deep layered character.
Oh, alright.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
I think you might need drugs to kind of watch it get mutilated.
You definitely felt the door move.
Yeah, but I heard all that goblin screaming out there.
That makes sense.
No, you didn't, because these doors are soundproof.
No. They're not.
You heard it through the keyhole.
Token, you're done. Goblins,
you have level 4 healing.
I mean, wargs.
Yeah, I was saying the wargs go.
The other warg limps down there and gets 2 pal. And we're going to have triple attack.
Let's go!
Triple attack.
3? Oh, there's I didn't see that gray, dude.
That's going to be at 19 to hit.
With a disadvantage?
Yep. That's a 19 to hit, double 14s.
I know I don't have armor, but I have green flame blade.
And an 18, 19. 3 hits.
Get rid of those dice. Get out of
here. 3 is 18, 19 right there.
3 is 19.
Are you checking in, Jordan?
This is going to be
check those out.
You're not supposed to look behind the screen.
Yep, watch him. Oh, he did change dice.
That's 1.
We don't have healing, do we?
Takes 22 damage.
22.
Pow!
I accidentally put 222
in. Take 22. Man, that was that was some pretty crazy rolls right there, buddy.
What app are you using to track your stuff?
Fight Club.
fight club. Yep. Take 22 damage as they saw the attacks the first round that they kept hitting your armor, so then they started going for your face.
So smart.
They started biting at your face and your fingers.
Not the face.
So that they're like hanging onto your arm as you're like swinging around your sword trying to get them off. Actually, you're gonna also have to roll. Ooh, strength check, please. As well.
Keep them back. I'll give you a fine grape juice when we're done with this.
They're starting to overwhelm you. Actually, you have to do three strength checks as they start hitting you.
Well, if he fails the first one, would they have two advantage?
No, they would, but they don't hit, so I can roll crit.
Well, no, because
13.
How many spell slots do you have?
13. Okay.
I have one critical miss. Three level ones.
Okay, you're not
one. There's no critical miss in those. All right. And then one more.
But you get it back in a short rest. It's amazing.
If you, 17. Okay.
You're knocked down prone, and they're basically on top of Hal, just like ripping him up. I mean, 22 damage is a lot. They're just ripping the crap out of him. He tried to protect you guys. He held up a good front, but it's looking really bad. They're just
How far away are the wards from you?
10 feet.
Oh shoot! You're not invisible. My bonfire is concentration.
Alright, you come out, and as you're just standing there, the boy like looks over at you and is like,
"Whoa!" He's like, "You're just watching me?
Great! Like, can you help me?
I'm messed up.
I know. What did you say? Can you help me? My leg, it's hurt.
Right as you put a dip
please
in.
Please help me. Are you here to help?
Chasing butterflies.
It's like. He starts crying. He's like, pal, you're up. They're ripping you up, pal.
He's down.
Well, actually. Hey, you know how we wanted a long, epic game? We're done right here. It's okay. We're good.
Perfect.
Excuse me? Get out of my house. All right, pal, you're up. They're all on. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Ildan, you're up, right? That was the wards. Yeah, Ildan, yeah. You're up.
So I can hit all three of the wards, but I'm gonna hit you guys too, so I think that's the best way to go.
Probably not.
Well, especially since he's on the ground.
I have Arms of Hadar, which hits every creature within 10 feet of me for 3d6.
It's a good spell, but yeah, don't do it now.
Well, I can't get around that bonfire, right?
You can shoot through it.
But I can't move through it.
If you do, you have to roll a dex save.
It's only 5 feet, so it only takes up one square.
Oh, now it only, before it was, oh, I'm blocking the whole area so that walls won't come through. And now it's like, well, it's only half. You can just walk around. It's okay.
Well, there's going to be what, 2.5 feet on each side.
Yeah, it's 10-foot hallway.
Okay.
You put it in the center. You're going to shoot through.
That's fine. I mean,
that was the idea.
Yeah. Okay, you're trying to game it. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to save my last spell slot, so I'm going to Eldritch Blast.
All right, Eldritch. Which one? You have the one that's got a hunting trap on it. And
yeah, well, I'll shoot that one. Right. Maybe I kill it.
Just right. Maybe I kill it.
Go for it.
Come on. Don't do it to me again.
Don't do it.
All right, cool. I hit a 22 hit.
Hits. How much damage?
Five
damage?
Oh, I think so. That.
Okay.
It's just a d10, right? I don't have any bonuses to damage.
Nope.
Unless you have a...
Yeah,
nope, not the damage.
No, I didn't
empower. You shoot this thing and it just drives into where his leg is all chopped off, or and it just snaps it right off, and his leg just kind of falls off.
Yeah, we got your trap back.
It's not dead. The trap is just...
Tripod!
Now it's tripod, for sure. Are you staying there?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, that's good luck.
Goblin turns back around.
A wolf foot.
And sees, like, these wolves just, like, feasting on, and he starts going... And then you see two more goblins start come running out, and they're like, "What's wrong with you?" And they start running down this way. They don't make it all the way, and then this guy kind of runs up and is like pointing at you, going, and just laughing at you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do anything else because that one knew there was more. All right, that one does know there's more people. He's gonna run up there and shoot a bow at you, Ildan. I forgot that. He saw the rest of you guys. Critical miss, and that means...
what happens? Stupid goblin.
Please, dum-dum, shoot a wolf. Please, dum-dum, shoot a wolf.
He does. It's a split-off, is what it is. So he's laughing, and he's like, trying to aim, and like the fire's just on his eyes, and choom, let's go, and it hits the wolf right in front. right in the butt.
His two tails.
Turned his brown eye blue.
Six damage to that one.
Which was which one?
The gray one.
So, boss.
The bigger doll, yes. Shoots it right in the butt. And it, like, jumps up and, like, lands on your chest. Pow. So it's stuck on you. Now it's your
stuck
turn.
Stuck on you.
The goblin just yells back and says,
"My turn, my bad, basketball!"
Basketball. I heard it. I understand
Pal, goblin. You're up.
Evil pal.
You are in this pile of dolls.
A dog pile?
It's not going to be as easy to stand up.
I, as I'm starting to get thrashed every which way,
I play dead.
I start flexing a bit, and I'm building, and I scream out this loud growl. And then this burst of energy comes from my body. And
what do we got?
I need every these two and these guys to roll wisdom saving throw.
What?
Ooh, he's all of them?
Yeah, well, yeah, but they're packs, so I think you're rolling just one, right? Or do you roll every single one?
I'll roll the rolls all together. Just a what kind of save? Wisdom?
Wisdom saving throw.
19 for the wolves.
Oh, that's not good.
Goblin. It's a 21. What? I rolled a 17 and a 19.
Well, then nothing happens.
That's why I need to roll individually for each one.
Oh,
those
okay.
are wise.
Yeah, they all say. one more goblin. A 13.
That boy still saves. He's only level
probably.
Three.
And a 20. Sorry, they all save.
And a 20. I'm trying to look at
these dice are doing
my
awesome.
My save DC
tonight.
Is 12, so nothing happens. So burst of energy comes through my body.
Dude, you're getting ripped up. Like you just try to push through and nothing happens.
You tried to make a spirit bomb and it went.
You can stand to your feet with a strength check.
With a strength check?
He has a strength of a size larger or something
yep.
like that. So,
yep. Oh, it's going to be
that's only
easy.
For. I think that's only for.
Are these large or medium?
13.
13 gets you up. You're standing up at least, so you're not going to get, advantage times 10. But you're in the middle of all of them, and you scream and shout, and as you do your spell, you kind of like push them all off to you, and you stand up to your feet.
Oh, wow.
But you didn't get your expected spell.
Yeah.
Tamsin, go ahead. What are you shooting at?
Leader and Limpy.
Okay. Yep.
Well,
Leader?
That'll be a 12 on Leader.
Misses.
Of course it does.
13.
That's a 14. 16
hits.
For 7 on Limpy.
For Limpy. Still up.
Thanks for not ruining.
What's the health on these things? Good lord.
Can't think about it.
Alright.
How's he looking?
Limpy's looking
bad. I mean,
bad.
He's got a leg gone.
Leg gone and not looking good.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
I am gonna run. I push past Ilban.
You guys have two encounters at the same time, so it's gonna be really hard.
And I, with like a full motion of my body, I say, "Power!" And I do a burning hands.
Oh.
Oh no.
So it's gonna be all three of them.
You're hitting Pal too.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh,
but
I can't do Arms of Hadar. He can hit his.
I guess.
Like,
but
yeah.
I put my thumbs together and I outreach my little gnome hands, and I curve the. The flames.
Oh, he's doing that thing.
I'm doing my thing.
He's doing that thing.
I'm sculpting the spell.
I like it.
I create pockets of safety. I choose Powell. You save and you take no damage.
Whoa. All
right. Save is dex.
What is that?
What
dex 13.
13?
Spell sculpting?
Leader?
Is it like a wizard thing?
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
9?
Flavor
text. 11.
That's not what I meant.
11.
Fail. Gimpy. Succeed.
Does Gimpy have disadvantage because his leg's blown off?
15 succeeds.
He's a tripod and he's just learning.
All right, I'll give you the first two fail, the last one succeeds.
11 on the fail. and then 5 on a save.
11 and 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gimpy just poof, gone. Gimpy's dead. The leader starts burning, and you start burning off its flesh, and its face like starts to fall apart, and like you can see half of its skull sitting there, and you can see all its teeth, and it's just like, and it's still trying to get.
So he lived long enough to become the villain.
Two face.
Yeah, but Gimpy's dead. The black one.
I'm gonna run back to my girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
Hey, boo.
My gal pal.
And then that brings us to.
We would have our own television show.
We would.
We would be a detective.
Token, you're out of your mind.
I told you about this before.
You start seeing like the bugs. They start like forming multiple legs, and then they start like getting bigger, and they like look like little mini bears, like teddy bears.
Ooh.
And they start continuing to crawl, and the kid's like, please help me, please. What's that? And you see it, and he sees it crawling up at him. He's like, and you can see him like starting to crawl and pull himself off towards this way. And he's just like coming this way as the bugs just, and they're like crawling closer and closer to him.
What's he holding? Is that a saddle?
Yeah, it's a saddle.
Like leather or something.
He's just crawling away from it, trying to.
His dad was a centaur.
Mm-hmm. poor mom.
I can see the force field, right?
When something touches it.
Yeah. Used to do public shows.
So right now, if you don't really see anything, you would know that it's there, but you don't really see it.
Can't confirm.
I'm gonna take one of my, a single one of my, what are they called?
Pendants?
No, the little balls.
Drugs.
Ball bearings?
Bearings, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna throw it to him, like I'm trying to feed him.
Mm-hmm. It just hits the and it just bounces.
So it does hit a force field right here?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's all the way around.
I'm just making sure it was all the way around.
Yeah, it's all the way around.
And all I see is a bunch of little cute cuddly bears.
It just looks like they're going like they're stuffed bears, like crawling up there.
Yeah, they're just trying to give you a hug, man.
Alright.
Cuddly bears stay.
Go then, you're up. Alright. I'm sorry, it's the wargs. Oh man. Goodbye, pal. Can you take the one wolf out? There's only two left.
Which one?
Lumpy? That one.
One.
The leader attacks, gets a 12, and the other one attacks and only gets a 9.
You're still
they both miss.
Let's go.
And that's it. So, Ilden, you're up.
All I can do is keep Eldritch blasting because there's a fire here.
You're a warlock. What do you want? I'll just blast all the way.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Blade Warlock, so.
Which one?
Doesn't matter, guys, because I rolled a 10.
10 misses.
Yeah.
Alright. I stand there where
is
you are.
Useless.
Tired?
Let's put him back in there.
Yeah.
The one closest to you, pal, sees you like explode up and like knock all the wolves off and goes, What? And Ant turns his bow towards you and attacks you. That's going to be a 20. For 4 damage.
4 damage.
Yep.
How's Powell looking?
Oh, I don't know.
Haggard.
Powell, you see this one.
If he
one,
was a country
run,
music star,
run over
he'd be
here,
more haggard.
And you see him start screaming. And then he runs
haggard
back.
Haggard generation.
And then both of them shoot at you again.
Yeah!
That's not, that could be bad. Ooh, that's really bad. Alright, one hits. And as he hits, he does another 4 damage to you, and then the other one shoots, and it hits the same wolf right in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
I literally rolled a crit miss, and I rolled the number again, and I rolled the number to hit the thing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it hit the same spot, and it split the arrow right down, and just went right. And you see the wolf like jump up on your chest, pal, and then it goes, and then just falls over on the ground, and it's dead.
Oh, it's dead.
Yep.
So is it just the big one left?
No.
No, that was the big one.
Ooh, so just the little one.
It's just skinny.
And then, pal, out of the corner of your eye, you see two more goblins come around the corner.
Turn to Sweeb and I'm like, you want to get in there now? Or? I'm more talking about your bonfire.
Can I drop the bonfire?
Yeah.
Just concentration.
Mm-hmm.
And drop it.
Yep. On your turn again.
On my turn?
It's not an action to drop concentration, though.
Yeah, it's just any time.
Oh, just any time you just
yeah,
gotta drop.
Yeah, that's how it works.
He just has to stop focusing on it.
So as a reaction, you're gonna do that.
If you let me, yeah.
Go ahead, you try. All right, pal, what do you got?
I take the disengage action.
Stumble back.
He's trying to a volley of arrows coming at him down the hallway.
And I'm like, hold the line. And I squeeze by everybody.
I stick my foot out as I stumble down the hall. I got you.
All right. Tim's in your up.
You look pretty rough there, Sport.
It took me a while to get back there.
I'm popping the shot at Wolfenstein there.
All right. By himself.
Uh-oh. 15
hits
for 10.
Okay, you
get
a 5
though. Still
15.
Alive.
Laid hands.
Oh. Unbelievable.
You batter it again, and it.
Is there anybody within 5 feet?
It slices through its ear and cuts off part of its ear, and it's like flapping just a little bit. But it looks really bad. Like it's barely hanging on.
I use my reaction
to
tell them that there are 5 goblins that I saw.
I step inside the door.
All right, go ahead. You're going back.
Grab Squeeb and drag him back in there.
You're not dragging him. You're a shot.
You
step back in there.
He weighs like 8 pounds.
You're still not grabbing him. All right, Squeeb, you're up. Move your character in the other room if that's where you're going.
That's where I'm going. You can move in there.
I'm gonna push past Ildon.
Just shut the door on the new guy. Who cares?
Oh, he went.
A billion.
Good.
I am going to take out my wand and like shove it in the floor.
Ooh.
And I cast Earth Tremor.
The goblins are so low.
10
to the ground,
feet radius around me.
Okay.
Can so I?
Two of them.
Can I expand that range?
Yeah. So if I go, well,
you're there, but it's right.
If I'm right here,
okay.
Am I within range of him?
Yeah.
He's gonna attack me if I move?
Yeah. If you're right there, you can get those two right there.
But I'll get him too.
Yes. No, you can. Remember, we talked about this, you can channel it out.
What do you mean?
You said that you could, you point it.
Oh, it's evocation. Yeah, I can. You're right. Okay.
So you can hit those two.
Yeah, I run up there, and then I do Earth Tremor! 10-foot radius from me, so I'm in the middle of it.
Okay.
Each creature, dex save, 13 DC.
Wolf fails. Goblin critically fails.
Whoa. On a failed save, a creature takes 1d6 bludgeoning damage, 3 damage, and is knocked prone.
Ooh. The wolf dies.
Nice.
And the tremors knock him down. 3 damage.
So. These goblins didn't have a ton of health, right? Like, you completely obliterated one with an arrow.
And then pretty much... Like to here.
Okay.
And to this line
it's
here.
It's all difficult.
It's all difficult terrain. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That was like, what, 10 feet? 10 feet to go there?
Go ahead, Token.
Well, I'm going to use another 20 and then 25.
Put all those face down if you want. All right, Token, what do you got? Token, use your token. What are you doing?
In my delirious state. Thinking that those are cuddly creatures, I run up to the force field and press myself against it. And I'm like, bears, bears! And I'm like trying my hardest to get to them. And
banging on it.
Hopefully distracting them away from the boy.
Alright, roll me a...
Assuming they weren't smart enough persuasion. To know that there's a force field between us.
You can do persuasion or performance, whatever you want.
They both use charisma, unless you're proficient in one.
I'll do persuasion, and I'll be like, "You want to hug me? I give better hugs."
Hang on. It.
Okay.
You see all the there's 3 bugs that came out. 2 of them start coming towards you, but the one that already hit the wall doesn't pay attention to you because it knows it can't get through. So there's still one going at him, but the other 2 are moving towards you, getting closer.
Oh, it looks like you're gonna get at least 1 hug, boy. Make it count.
Wolves are dead. Ildon, you're up.
Yeah. Should I retreat?
Oh crap, I can't go that far. Or can I?
So what's this rubble here now?
It's just difficult terrain. So,
it halves your speed?
No, just double movement to go through there. It doesn't have it.
Well, it does the same thing.
Well, you can't just say half your movement. It's just, it takes twice as much movement to go through.
Is that damage you just caused?
Yeah.
He distracted two of the bugs.
Bugs?
The bugs that were in the room.
Token
did.
Can I see around the corner?
Nice.
I don't think I'm really at the corner.
Can I move, do an action, and then move back? As long as I don't use my full movement?
You can use your... Yeah.
Okay.
Did that goblin stand up?
I think when I threw the stuff, he probably stood up. That, this one's actually prone. It got knocked out.
If I can get here, that'd be dope, but then I'll probably die, so I'm not going to die.
You sure we're not there?
There's a lot of them. No, I'm not. I'll be for sure dead. I'll go to the corner.
Don't stub your toe.
Yeah, no kidding. No, Eldritch Blast.
Okay. At the
closest one.
All prone? That's disadvantage.
Well, I have advantage, right? If they're prone?
No. It's melee, you get advantage. Range, you get disadvantage.
Great. All right, well, I rolled 16 and 18, so it still should
it's
hit.
It's got him.
9 damage.
Whoa.
I'm doing something!
She just gets exploded on the ground. She's dead.
And then, since I moved 5 feet, I'll move the other 20. I'm booking it out of here.
Okay. That brings it to the goblins.
You doing half speed from here?
Yeah.
All right, I'll trust you.
Cool. Oh, you got a little gimbal there?
Yeah, cool. I got a little gimbal.
Nice. That thing's cool, man. Alright.
They run
this
out of
Brian
there.
Gimbal.
Did you guys shut? You didn't shut the door? Sweeb.
Gimbal's
you're getting shot at two times.
No, I'm not.
Come on!
Nobody shut the door. That's an 18.
That's on me.
That's on a 10.
Yeah, that's on him.
That's on me. 10 misses, right?
Your big old self comes banging through that door and you're just like, boom.
I'm like, fall back! You're going to take 7 piercing damage.
Nobody says shut the door.
Arrow comes through.
At all.
Right as you guys are getting ready to shut the door, arrow comes through and hits you.
I'm gonna fall forward into Powell's arms.
Powell's like more hurt than you are.
Powell, it's your turn. Sweet. Sweet gets an arrow in his back and he falls down against you.
Okay.
Oh, action shot.
Oh.
That's right.
I might just be healing myself here, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, you're looking bad.
And we don't have healing in the group, right?
No.
It takes me 5 minutes to put my armor on.
Well, I mean, Damson can kind of do a heal.
Takes me 5 minutes to get dressed.
Kind of do a heal, too.
But... I have a light, but I think I have cure wounds. So that's it.
Yeah. Man, there's still a lot of them.
Yeah. Like I said, it was 2 encounters.
I'll just hang around this corner here and I'll take a
dodge?
No.
Lay hands? Oh my goodness, come on.
Spit it out.
Not a reaction, but a
bonus ready action?
Ready action.
Ready action to do what?
It's been a year.
What's the trigger for your ready action?
If any of the enemies make it through this door, I take a swing at them.
Okay.
And I'm moving your character instead of mine. So
Tamsin.
So I guess I'm standing over here.
Pop out fire phasers.
Fire phasers?
Oh, yeah.
You heard him.
I'm shooting arrows down that hallway, okay. Boo. All
right. Go for it.
Hold on a sec.
Thought she didn't like fire.
She don't.
We went through some fire therapy.
It's cool.
We did. The two of us. I am going to attack. but I'm gonna use my spell Hail of Thorns.
Those wolves aren't there, right?
Yeah, they're not. He's doing it for the picture.
More wolves?
Hey, I know wolves.
Next hit with a ranged weapon before end of spell creates a rain of thorns.
Oh!
It's a bonus action, so it can be my first action.
Correct.
Target of attack and any creature within 5 feet make dex saving throws 1d10 damage. So okay. I will be shooting down the hallway.
Trying to hit the four.
Trying to hit one of those two.
Okay.
I'll go left then right since I still get.
Use your inspiration.
Yeah. Breaker.
Hmm. Oh, he's thinking about it.
You're not wrong. Did it lock two up?
Don't want to waste that spell.
But I don't. No, I'm not doing Hail of Thorns. Forget about it.
Uh-oh.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
No Hail of Thorns.
18 for 6 on left.
Okay, go on.
I knew
the cape
it.
On it.
23 for 15, or 11, excuse me.
Right.
On the right.
The right dies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Shot dead.
Blah!
The other one's still alive.
Would you like him up here so you can use him again?
No. he's dead. And you're staying where you are?
I'm going to pop back. Okay, and I'm going to slam the door shut.
And then you shut the door? All
right, shut the door.
Well, yeah. This time we need to.
Can I, after she shuts the door, can I...
open it back
open
up?
Open it and shoot it and then close it?
We'll let it go.
Hey, what are we doing? We heating the outside?
Because we'll act as if he shuts it afterwards before they go. Alright, good.
Alright, I'll shoot that one with a firebolt.
Yeah, go.
Actually, do I feel like if they're on difficult terrain, dex saves would be harder?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Alright, one firebolt coming up.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Fireball!
Don't forget your plus one.
17 hits. For 7 damage.
Dead.
Oh, he gone.
And I close the door.
Tamsin, roll as before you shut the door. Tamsin, roll me a perception hearing test.
11.
11? Now roll me an intellect test.
Intellect test. Uh-oh.
Critical.
Fair. Yes.
Critical miss.
You hear the goblins scream, and the only letter that makes sense to you is that it started with an M.
Mother's milk. Yes.
Token, you're up.
A little bit of orcish is helping with this goblin talk.
You see the two bugs are clawing at you, trying to get at you, and they're just like clawing. And then you look up at the boy, and you see the other one jump on him, and the boy falls back, and they're stuck down here. And you don't see him anymore.
This door?
Yep.
Is it on my side of the... on my side? I'm just checking. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not force field. You can get to that door. But like he's backing up and scooting back, and you just see him like scoot back too far, and he just falls back, and the bug just like, jumps and goes over top, and you don't see him anymore.
Aw, you got your hug!
Your turn. Now you see him, and you don't see the bug anymore.
Ooh. It's a good hug.
Uncle Sneaky Feeler.
I'm gonna try to talk to the little boy through the force wheel, I guess.
And you just see him going like this. Oh, get it out! And he's like scratching his head.
Get it off of me! I can feel it!
I feel it too. I feel the rhythm in me. I feel the love in this room. And I take the dodge action while I'm dancing.
You see the door next to you now. It's just the door.
Oh.
Ildum, you're up.
The door's shut. The door's shut?
Yep.
Hmm. If the door is shut, I am going to cast Eldritch Invocation, Fiendish Vigor on myself, which is temporary hit points, 1d4 plus 4.
Okay.
8.
Okay.
Nice.
That's my action. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
All right, door shut. Goblins kind of peer around, and they're both gonna shoot at the door.
can't ever exceed maximum HP, right? Even with temporary hit points.
Temp you can.
Yeah. Temp you can.
It's like a shield.
Okay. You hear thunk into the door, and one of the arrows like breaks part through the door, and you can see the arrowhead.
Did they bend the arrows like that?
Yes.
Angelina Jolie movie. No.
And then you.
Man, that digital train is doing nothing.
Absolutely not.
I thought I saved this.
The what?
Digital train.
Well, they're not, they're not running in there.
It was like boom.
I guess so.
You hear two more thunk thunk into the door. And
so I think there's four.
The door shuts, so you guys can't really you can't really hear.
No sounds can get through, but arrows can.
That's right.
Zero gaps.
And they did they walk forward, shoot, and then back up?
Oh yeah, they're hiding behind that wall.
Okay.
They're still
They're not absolutely stupid.
Apparently.
How much damage do we think these goblins can do? Around a lot
enough,
like kill me damage.
Good if they overrun you.
Oh, go test it out. Let's see. Let's see your strength, Ilden.
I mean, I don't die right out of this go unconscious unless you do.
Well, unless you're the only one there and they just keep stabbing you.
Yes, I don't die right
automatically.
That's my first time playing D&D. I don't really know how death works.
Well, if you get knocked down and there are weird animals that want to keep killing you, they'll keep stabbing you until you're totally dead.
Okay.
But if there's a bunch of people, usually once you fall down, they move on to someone else.
Okay.
But if you're all alone out there, then...
But it just seems like a really cool situation to use Arms of Fate, I'm just saying.
Then go do it!
Would be amazing!
Well, I already took my action, I gotta wait.
Oh, yeah, it's Pal's turn.
Yeah.
I'll keep the same action of ready action.
Okay.
To the door.
To the door. Tamsin, you're up.
Oh, I have a plan.
Shoot.
First thing, I go ahead and put my hand on him and cure wounds.
Ooh. Look at Pal, he's liking that.
I can tank again. Maybe. We'll see.
D8 plus trace.
Tank really good.
Six.
How'd you do that?
Okay.
Cure hands?
Yeah. Oh, cure wounds?
Cure wounds, yeah. I can also cure hands because his hands are really hurt.
I guess we're not friends yet. I've been wounded for like the whole session.
He had more health than me.
He tanked for me. That's my boy.
I gave you 10 of mine.
Are you staying in there, Tamsin?
I am, but I yell down the hallway.
The hallway? Are you opening the door?
I just... Well, no, because there's an arrow hole in it now. Sounds can't get through, arrows can.
Oh, okay. All right, I don't like it.
Des Jahal Vogel goblins. Which means, come on, little goblins. In Orcish.
He wrote Orcish from
Orcs. All right, Squeeve, you're up.
I'm going to do the same thing.
He yells,
Des.
Huh?
I peek out.
You're opening the door.
Just to like a 3 inches.
You're not shutting the door now.
What?
We pretended that he didn't shut it and you shut it.
No, say that you opened the door.
I was going to get another little bonus. I was going to be tying my rope to the door handle, but.
It's fine. It's fine. He can open the door and you can shut it.
You can just yell through the arrow hole or look through the arrow hole.
He wants to shoot down the hallway, but I don't know what you're going to do.
I'm going to cast Create Bonfire, like right on the very edge that I can see.
Another one?
I want to try to right get there. Two of them?
No, I'm just going to try to keep him from peeking around.
All right.
Are you kidding me with that?
Muck uses smoke screen.
You hear.
Ah, dang it!
Roll another intelligence check, Tamsin.
Oh, I got one better.
Seven.
Seven? The so second smart. Letter is A.
M-A?
And they just keep saying it.
Remy Ma is here.
Ma!
Remy Ma is here. Monster.
You have like a hangman thing.
Yeah. That was Squeeve. So, Token, you're up. You start to hear one set of footprints.
How long you trip for?
Outside this door.
How long you tripping for?
The entire fight, minimum.
I'm gonna attempt to peek through this door.
Okay. The door opens and you see one goblin in like a panic running down from that hallway and he kind of runs past the door.
Do I see anything in here?
At a glance, you don't see any more goblins inside.
He just runs past me?
He's just running past you, yep.
Yeah.
so much stuff.
I always take the videos too soon.
He just like run, and he's like full sprint running that way.
I'm gonna whack him with my rapier.
Okay.
Whack him all. Next smacks his goes by. No stabbing. Yeah, he smacks his butt.
It's like a clothesline. Is he surprised?
You're too off the rocker.
Off your rocker.
I'm just kidding. Roll me a stealth check and we'll see if his passive perception is higher.
I believe that's a natural 20.
Oh. You believe?
Yeah. Right. 14 plus.
You're
six.
Good. You can get your sneak attack.
Oh, you said natural, huh?
You can get your sneak attack. You creep the door open as he's running by. Okay.
Use those dice if you
have to. It takes us 15 minutes to figure out what number it is.
I can see everybody better than you can. A 13.
13 misses.
Hoist. Do I get advantage?
Dice. Why would you get advantage?
Because he was surprised.
You could have used your narrative and made it awesome.
I would use my narrative.
Oh, you did? Oh. Well, then no, you don't get it. You kind of like slash out at him and like he goes, whoa! And he like slows down and he turns on his. Wah! And he's like grabbing at his dagger, trying to get his daggers out.
A 13 misses him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a goblin.
It's wily, yeah.
They're little, dexterous little birds. You leave the door open.
That's fine. Oh,
fuck. Boom.
Oh, I know, he fell. He's like getting it now.
Yeah.
He's scared.
It's getting alien.
Alright, Ildin, you're up.
Alright. Ildin is going to open the door.
Okay.
And run to the corner.
Okay.
While yelling, drop your bonfire.
Drop the bonfire.
I'll drop it.
Alright. Gone.
Have fun for Squeak.
Do I see goblins?
It's out, and all you see is goblins going like this. They're like.
So they're all still there?
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna use my narrative.
Uh oh.
Get within. I need to be 10 feet of them.
Alright, so you start 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You're gonna be right at the edge. You don't have any more movement. You're gonna be out
with
there.
With the difficult terrain?
It's the difficult terrain's there.
That's fine.
You're not moving, but you're there.
Okay.
Naked. Yeah. Class 9.
Let's hope this works.
Right. And I am using my narrative to cast Arms of Hadar at 2nd level.
Okay.
I'm targeting all the goblins. That's all monsters within 10
feet. Give me some narrative to use this.
So I look back and I give my arm, like, aim for the bushes. take off down the hallway. I'm going to... You see me on the corner, I sort of cower over and cast. Arms of Hadar, I invoke the power of Hadar, the dark hunger. Tendrils of dark energy erupt from me and batter all creatures within 10 feet.
Alright. He turns to you guys and says, aim for the bushes.
Yeah.
And as he does, you start to see these tentacles and they just start growing off his body. And he just starts running off. And down the hallway, and they just keep getting longer and longer. And as he turns around, you just see him like all sort of flip back, and they just slash out at him.
Yeah, Groot.
Roll an arcane, arcane skill, like just a test.
I am Groot.
Arcana, yeah.
I have +4 on Arcana. It's an 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're
not gonna get
it. All right, that's fine. I roll my attack for Arms of Hadar.
Isn't this safe?
These dice rolls have been terrible.
Oops. Better change dice then.
That's a 21.
Ooh, that's enough.
And then I need another d6 because it's 3d6.
Luke's stealing all your dice rolls.
I am, actually.
That is 10 damage to all of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Your tentacles sort of whap back and just
whap back.
And you just see.
Whap.
Wow. You guys are looking down the hall, like you see him running down the hallway and all his tentacles come off and you guys like all peer out the window and you just see these tentacles just going and they're just like slapping down the hallway a whole bunch and you see like pieces of armor kind of fling out down the hallway And then Ildan just turns and looks at you and goes...
So, no more gobbies.
No, there's one more.
There's one left, okay.
The one that's screaming down the hallway that he's dealing with.
Yep.
Oh, okay, but the ones in front of me are dead.
Yep, they're...
it worked!
They're all slashed.
And that'd be sweating a little bit. You didn't get the aim for the bushes references from the other guys. They jump off the building?
Yeah.
Goblin attacks you, token.
And they jump 30 stories and
there's no bushes. There's no bushes.
Takes 7 damage.
Dirty Mike and the boys.
And he takes the disengage action.
About to have his little session in this here Prius.
My brother and his friends refer to
themselves as Dirty Mike and the
boys. And he opens
up the door. Such
an underrated movie in my opinion.
It's sneaky
and like he's like sprinting out of the room.
He says, Mom!
We're in jibbies.
And you hear the same... Another
seriously,
time.
What is up with
intelligence? Oh, you're too far away.
No, I'm not. Not with these elven ears.
18.
All you can make out in the half goblin that you know from Orcish is Master.
No. Master, yikes.
He's been listening to Metallica. Master!
Hal, you're up.
Knowing it's cleared out a bit, and I got healed. 20, 25, 30. I stand back here.
You look down and you see Token. He's kind of like.
I put away my sword and I'm starting to get out my crossbow.
Okay. Tamsin, you're up.
All clear.
All clear.
70. Give me that double.
You're dashing?
Yeah. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
35,
40. 40,
45.
Poke my head.
I really messed
that
spot up.
Yeah, you did.
And here.
Are we going to be in initiative until...
Until a goblin's gone, or you guys track him down? Or he disappears, and then you guys can dash him.
Alright, I'm in the doorway.
You don't see the...
Covering the hallway, space. Covering that.
All right, you don't see anything other than the altar, and it looks really weird. You do hear a boy kind of whimpering.
Poke my head out to Ildan. Ildan. Ildong.
Gildan.
I don't like Ildong.
Ildaniel.
Hey, Gildan, I think your boy's in here.
All right.
And I take the rest of my movement back up the hallway.
And you see a goblin, and he's like opening the door, and he's like running through the door.
Oh, up there?
Yep.
Where would you put me on 70?
About
motion
right
here to
doorway.
Here
right
in the doorway.
Yep.
All right. Having no.
Yeah, you're fine.
No extra.
Sweeb, you're up.
Extra, read all about it.
I'm gonna dash.
Okay.
So it gives me 50 feet.
Yep.
How far can I want to get to?
5, Tamsin. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. You're going to be in between the doors. Not quite there.
Right there?
Yep, right there. Looks good.
All right, that's it.
Token, you're up. He ran past you. You now see Tamsin and the rest of your friends kind of coming up this
there
way.
There he is. There he goes.
I go, wait! I start running after him. And I put my hand in my pocket, and I jump out, and I go, and I reach my hands around his face, and just clap my hands, and a cloud of dust just goes dust. Everywhere.
Why don't you roll me a acrobatics or strength to try to almost tackle him, kind of, as you're trying to clap in front of him.
Do acrobatics.
Mm-hmm.
A 9.
Okay. You kind of clap in front of him and you see the dust and he's like moving his hands and he's continuing to run.
Get an opportunity there.
Suit yourself.
You saw a big hallway down there.
Me.
Yeah, Elden. Yep.
Yeah. We're still in combat. I only have 30 feet, so I'll just follow the group.
So you have 10 feet in front of you, 15, 20, 25. You can get right next to Tamsin, and you could probably see the goblin.
All right, then I'll Eldritch Blast the goblin from next to Tamsin.
Move him up to next to Tamsin. Yeah,
that is a 23.
That hits.
And a 5 damage.
Enough. You see him, he goes...
I turned to Tamsin because I heard him whisper earlier. I'm like, who's useless now?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Okay.
It's this dungeon.
You guys are now officially out of combat.
All right, I want to put my armor on. Please. I'll just put 5 minutes to put armor on.
Your boy might be in there. I saw a boy. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah, he's in there getting hugs.
Hugs from what?
The
Kirby!
This is for you. Oh, no,
kid is right
here. Is he high right now?
Okay. Mm-mm.
Most likely, yes.
But I'm
going to say not. Nice.
I mean, to be fair.
Alright, I enter the room with the force field.
Okay.
In a hurried manner, I'm rushing to aid the boy.
Alright, you see the boy, and he's just sitting there, and he's like in the corner, just like rubbing his head, and he's like,
From where I'm at, can I do a perception check?
Yeah.
Yo!
Please find the
13.
13? You're examining everything, and it just looks like you can get up there. There is the weird indentation that's on the floor. That you do see, but you don't.
I reach around in my bag.
Yep.
Pull out that circle disc thing. Based on what I see and what I see on the floor, does it seem like it might match up?
You don't see the force field. But yes, it does look like that would match up.
Okay.
While he's messing with that, I'm rushing to the boy.
You just you hit like a force field, and then as he does that, it ripples all the way across the room, and you can see a force field blocking everything.
Put that down.
Okay. All right, as you do it, it kind of...
All right, I rush to the boy again.
What was your perception?
13. Yeah. It was an 8-5. So
roll a deck save, please.
A deck save.
16.
This bug just and it jumps right at your face, and you like fall down on the ground. You turn around, and you just spear it right up there, and then you start to hear, and you start hearing more crawling.
I pull the disc.
The disc? Yeah. Nothing happens.
Uh-oh.
you start to hear.
Where do I see him?
There's a bug here. Okay. And you can see a couple bugs starting to crawl out of this.
Hey, Squeep, can we get some fire in here, please?
Yeah, you're up here.
Why?
Because that's
is where, that where the disc was?
The disc was.
Then I backed off.
Okay.
As soon as he clears up this picture, I don't want to be in his way.
I'm trying to pick the boy up.
Behind the...
Okay. Pew.
Pew's there. Pew, pew.
Yeah.
Squeep. Squeeb.
You pick up the boy. And he's just, he's like crying and he just keeps rubbing his head and he's like.
So it's like fireman's carrying this thing.
We've seen these bugs before.
It hurts.
What do they do?
Where does it hurt?
My head.
They eat heads.
Is there a way to get rid of them?
Last time I think we just killed all of them. And the people they were eating.
So he's...
Wasn't our best day.
Okay. All right, the bugs are coming. Power, are you coming in, or where are you at?
Yeah.
You were following them up?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right in the doorway. Sweep.
This door has Don't Open on it.
The one, yes, behind you, yes.
Yeah, Don't Open it.
It also looks fancy. Is it fancy?
Yes, it is more fancy.
Can I use my librarian background to try to find out why it's fancy?
Roll me an arcana check.
Librarian?
Arcana check?
Yep.
I'm over here screaming Squeeb.
Plus 5.
He's reading books.
And you're dorking it up.
Ooh, 11.
You can feel magical energy like it's a barrier on it that's maybe containing things inside.
Do I see anything?
No.
Is anything glowing?
No.
Okay.
Find out what happens when we join our heroes next time on the Scandalous 6 Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Oh, hey. Not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram at scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye.